There's a soft gel.
Can you go through?
There's a...
Yeah. Can you have the lens?
Yeah.
To me again. I kind of finished reading his book Architecture and Disjunction, and his position was quite clear. He says the dominant history of architecture, which is a history of signified, has to be revised, and his attempts are oriented toward deregulating of meanings, which is different from merely deconstructing meanings or just producing meaning. And as support of his argument, he explains his perception of the society at the time, 80s or early 90s, as the deconstructed phenomena, like decentering, disintegration, discontinuous scientific theories, etc. And he directly reflects this phenomena to his architectural theory, which I think is not so much convincing, because the society, it doesn't really make sense to support all these ideas only because the society is already like that. But this is quite a heavy topic for me, so I'm gonna just postpone it to think about it. And as I extracted earlier, the two topics of programmability and accessibility are very well articulated, especially the programmability by strategy of disjunction and double calling, actually, and these ideas are all based on complementarities of body and architecture toward each other from his early theories, and they are all for forming a reassembled meaning of architecture. And today I am gonna focus more about programmability. This is one of his drawings on the follies of the Parc de la Villette. And I would say this is the most representative example of his among his works, which is very discontinuous, sequential, and again, totally against the totality. As you all might know very well, this is the Parc de la Villette with these small agents called the Follies. In a point grid. And it seems that he already tempted to have re-territorializations of this park concept by these small agents, although he used different languages in his book. And but the method here used is superimposition of lines and points, like there are point grids, which is pure geometrical, and other elements of surfaces, he just did superimposition instead of merging it in an organic way. And the key role in the system is made by this folie, which means mad, crazy in French. And it functions as an anchoring point, point of intensity, abstract plane to be reassembled in a new or unexpected relations. But thinking about this, what came to my mind is first of all, there are too much excess of meanings, and that can lead to lack of meaning. And it is not actually, people are just, I don't know, having lunch near around that, or just it's too much figurative that people think that as an aesthetic object. And it kind of became a substitute of something, then becoming a signifier. And he actually asks himself, how can meaning be produced when sign refers only to other signs? And I think this is also a tough topic to be considered. And and the programmability here articulated is staying only on the geometrical level, then territorial level. And I define territory as a virtually indexed dimension. And now it should be, I will develop this part in terms of programming disjunctions. And what came to my mind is that media facades looks like a better or genuine forms of fully actually, because it's an abstract plane that actively receives meanings and reassembles that. There's no predefined functions or form or And probably I will focus more on this aspect, switching is his strategies of disjunction. And we can also look at another example of the Manhattan transcripts. And this is just this works based on similar strategies with frame and sequences, but never realized. It's not a real project, but it's just an architectural interpretation of reality. And it also makes me think about built theory and theoretical building. It sounds like a language game, but it's actually not. And his works are staying more in the built theory level. As he asks, can the pragmatism of building theory practice be allied with the analytic rigor of concepts? And maybe the Parc de la Villette also could be just realized in holograms or a simple sketch. I don't know. That's my opinion. And another intermediate topic to be thought is that he didn't really seem to care about technology, but he never specifies the relationship between technology and architecture, and he just says that technology is unavoidably linked to the condition of the society. But he's just reflecting the phenomena of that society to his architectural position. And in general, technology can be related with architecture in infrastructure or construction or design process, creativity, I don't know. But he very shortly mentions Paul Virilio's idea that we are not dealing anymore with the technology of construction, but with the construction of technology. And what does it mean? Is he trying to build conceptual technology by architectural position, and is that the result of these ideas? And directly answering to these questions, we can just look at current architectural things, like highly machine-based buildings, or where if the meaning, the regulation of meaning happens, it becomes, I don't know, it might become a chaos, or the surveillance building, which is more rather toward totality, or to go to more extreme examples where human body cannot access the architecture, or where there is no predefined meaning at all before. And my one of my strong interests is on media facade, and I think we can I can use modify his position with regard to the points I captured to produce certain architectural language toward media facade. Like this here, it's also based on point grids and very regular points of intensity, but it could be something else. And this is also changing. And about the accessibility matter, I think it's quite a broad topic. So maybe I'll focus more on the programmability issue.